The Connecticut River is the largest in the northeastern U.S., flowing over 400 miles from Quebec to Long Island Sound. The location of the first bridge and first canal on that river might surprise you. It's next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When you live in a place called Bellows Falls, well, it's predictable. There is or was some sort of falls there.
The Native Americans came here because of the falls and the fish that ran up the falls.
Kathy Bergman is describing Bellows Falls, Vermont. For European settlers, the falls were also a power to be harnessed.
What we had to do was get a boat up past Bellows Falls. We built a canal. Everything was good until this boat came along that didn't fit in the canal. So we turned the canal into the power source for our industry.
The canal was completed in 1802, but by the mid-1800s, as Kathy mentioned, it was obsolete for shipping and just used to harness the Connecticut River's water power to turn grist, paper, and leather mills.
We also happened to have the first bridge that crossed the Connecticut River because the opening that the bridge had is the smallest opening from the headwaters of the Connecticut to the Atlantic Ocean.
That bridge was built in 1785 over the Connecticut River, the largest in the Northeast, flowing over 400 miles from Quebec to Massachusetts. This town still has one of the grand old mills that relied on that water power.
It's the oldest continual business in Bellows Falls. It has been open to business since 1831 till the present.
Although this town has its beginnings in the mid-1700s, it has done a great job of reinventing itself over the decades, boasting nice shops and places to eat, plus many old homes that have been renovated with beautiful porches. It's a place that still beckons residents and visitors alike. Traveling the countryside in Bellows Falls, Vermont, I'm Andrew McRae.